Welcome to the October 2021 Ramble with your host, Sailor Slattern. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween if you celebrate it. This is your reminder to stay tuned until the end, because like every predecessor in the monthly Ramble series by yours truly, there is a surprise at the end. My chronic illness is flaring up this weekend, so I won't be out celebrating tonight. Which is fine. I don't have FOMO. I'm just happy that I get to hang out online with some of my favorite peeps. Speaking of, earlier this year, there was a monthly ramble that I recorded that contained a call-out section that was a little bit drawn out, and I promised to do that again within 6 months. And so here we are. It is now 6 months later, and that means it's time for another round of shoutouts. In no particular order, and hopefully quicker this time. Here are some of my favorite online people. Leo Explosion. Peaked Matt. Frustrated Author. William. Bagel. The Dark Reverend. And pretty much all of the regulars in the Auditorium Discord server. These people are wonderful and help keep me sane. Moving on. Here are my slat stats for October. There are currently 38 files on my Soundgasm page. And my most played file at time of recording has 7,394 listens. I have 210 followers on Reddit. As time moves on, these numbers don't mean as much as they used to me. But that's because I've come to terms with doing all of this for fun. I get enjoyment from cheering others on in this hobby. And to help someone create something, it just feels good in my soul. Creativity has been a powerful driving force in my entire life. It always has been, and I feel lucky to be part of this hobby. October has been a wild month, but not entirely for fun reasons. I've been having trouble adapting to the change in seasons here, which is very out of character for me. There's been a lot of things to adapt to, that's a given, but this is one thing that I thought would be no biggie. In fact, I was looking forward to it a lot. This is turning out to be much harder than I thought. I'm taking all the steps I can to give myself a fighting chance against this, because without divulging exactly where I am, it tends to get darker than I've ever experienced it in the winter. So that means I've set myself up with a sun lamp, going to turn that on in the earlier hours of the day, and I've also... I'm going to try to get to bed earlier. Lately, I've been going to bed around 2 to 3 p.m., and if I've got to wake up at 8... or 9 at best, then that, I've not been getting the restful sleep that I have been needing. So I've had a conversation with my Dom, and we're going to try to get me to bed much sooner this week. See if that makes a difference. See if that makes me feel a little bit better. This month, I did something a little different. I uploaded my first ramble fap. Like a proper ramble fap. With an orgasm and everything. Actually, more than one. And that is something I never thought I would do. At least when I started this hobby. I remember vowing that all of my orgasms would be fake and that was something I would only keep for people I was in dynamic with. And, over time that opinion changed and I'm okay with it. I have no regrets. So far, please don't make me regret it. And there will most likely be more to come. Wink, wink. But, yeah. Just wondering. It's weird to me how much change I'm observing in these end-of-month rambles alone. So I've been trying to avoid listening to any of my recordings for the end-of-month rambles until the end of the year. And already, just on recalling what I said, I can see that there have been great strides and opinion changes, and I've learned a lot in this hobby. I've learned a lot about myself, thanks to this hobby. God. Pot, water, heat. My office is truly coming together. I have cute lights, a good desk, a comfortable chair, and it's truly starting to feel cozy. I have just 3 things left on my list to do, and that's improve the soundproofing, which is kind of 2 points, I'm cheating. I have acoustic foam pieces, but they're not affixed to anything, and I know what I have to do. I need to, you know, stick them onto the cardboard that I saved from when my washing machine was delivered, and make it so that I can just move it when I need it, but that's not going to be enough. I also need to find a way to hang a blanket over the window to absorb even more sound from this damn highway, which you can probably hear now. So living next to this freeway / highway is kind of a double-edged sword. I hate it for making my recording difficult. But I also enjoy it for the ease of transport to almost anywhere in the city it gives me. So I'll work around it. I know I can. The final thing on the list to make this office perfect is to pick up a small fan. You know, something that can help me circulate the air. I spent hours in my office with the door and window closed, so having something make it feel at least that I'm not breathing in the same air that has been inside my lungs 18 billion times would be great. Hey Siri.
Hmm?
Tell me a joke, please.
What has 4 wheels and flies? A garbage truck.
Oh my god. My washing machine, ladies and gentlemen. I had 2 questions come in this month, and here they are. What do you use to record? Nothing special. Actually, before October, I was using a simple plug and play microphone. It was just a standing mic with a pop filter that I plugged into my computer's USB hub. Oh my god, I'm tired. And, you could just record. There was no there was no drivers. But I used that up until the beginning of this month. But you know that already. I'm pretty sure I mentioned that in my last monthly ramble. What I'm running with now is an M-Track solo from M-Audio. I decided to step up my game and purchase a USB interface that allows me to manually control my gain levels and also provides my microphone with phantom power via XLR input. And this is great because my microphone is cheap as shit, and the only reason I purchased it is because it was on a boom and I really liked how it looked. It looks neat, but it's not a very special microphone. The brand is Uhuru, I think. Uhuru. And I'm really grateful for the phantom power because it helps me sound crisp. Super crisp. You know what? I'm going to try something new. What happens if I lean in real close to the microphone and turn my gain down just a little? Does it sound like I'm talking right into your ear? I need to fool around with this stuff a little bit long. Hold on. Now I fucked up my settings. There we go. I think we're back to where we were. I hope so. I hope so. Anyway, second question. Thank you, first question giver. Second question, how do I juggle my time? Honestly, I do not. My planning is kind of erratic, and I could be doing much better. I'm good at sounding like I have everything organized, but I don't. I didn't even go to the gym this week. Again, all part of a bigger problem of just not getting enough rest. You don't need to worry about me. I don't think I'm depressed. And, yeah. I'll get back to you on that. Hopefully. I mean, the goal is to be organized someday. But for now, I just... this is weird. I don't know how to respond to this question. I just do what needs to be done. That's all. Bliss blank B. So that's all I have for you this week. I hope that you enjoy my bloopers and outtakes as they appear at the end of every monthly ramble. And thank you for listening. I will talk to you at the end of next month. You tricked me. I wouldn't have. Oh my god. I can't do this. God, my auto limmer. Ah, blah, blah, blah. And I know how much you love blueberry and I know how much you love blueberry waffles.
I need to get up. I need to get up and edit this file.
Wonderful timing. Nothing like a little bit of construction. As my Dom says, I woke up with my voice in the basement, and this is the voice that I usually use in my files. But the thing is, I have a very deep voice normally. when I'm feeling relaxed, this is where my voice can get to. And yeah, I've recorded a few end of month rambles with my voice in this register, but what a lot of people don't know is that my voice can get even deeper and deeper still. And I can bring it way down here and I can sustain it. And honestly, I don't know why I haven't offered this voice for anything voice acting related. It doesn't even hurt for me to talk like this. I could do it for hours. But it's not very sexy, is it? I bet it's a little creepy. Oh, God. Yeah, no, I'm putting this in the bloopers. I don't care. I don't care. My vocal range. Succumbing to slumber will be as easy as breathing. Even though there is a blanket of fluffy snow covering everything in sight. Feel my thumb rub over the sensitive skin on the shaft of your cock. Gently massaging your prostate as I stroke you off and suck your nipple. You continue walking down the hill as you watch another star begin to dull in brightness.